Air pollution is a big problem in some places near Boston. In Somerville, for example, poor air quality is linked by some researchers to higher than average rates of lung cancer and heart attack deaths. Those concerns have led to an air pollution research project that's taking place in a giant rolling lab, an RV that crawls the streets of Somerville. WBUR's health and science reporter Sasha Pfeiffer rode along and has this report.
Okay.
Do we have a mileage reading?
Yeah, 74502.
Jeff Troll is behind the wheel of a massive camper with green curtains and beige carpeting and $140,000 worth of scientific equipment inside. It's a laboratory on wheels. Each week, he and another Tufts University grad student, whom he calls his co-pilot, drive this RV up and down the streets of Somerville collecting pollution data.
The toughest part is that we do a morning sampling. We have to get to the RV at 4:30 a.m., so we get up pretty early on those days.
And then they drive the same route over and over again, very, very slowly. Why? Because they're measuring air quality at all hours of the day, so they can track how pollution levels change with different traffic volumes and wind speeds.
I know all the streets, all the turns in my head now. By the end of the day, you're like, oh, I gotta get out of here.
Tufts is also studying how air quality changes as you move toward and away from the highway. It's doing this research with several community groups that want to know if poor air quality is causing health problems for people who live near highways. They're most interested in something called ultrafine particles. Those are the smallest pollutants that come out of tailpipes.
The ultrafine particles are invisible. They're undetectable to the senses.
Bart Laws is also involved in the air pollution project. He's a Tufts Medical Center professor, and he works with a Boston nonprofit called Healthcare for All. He says ultrafine particles should be federally regulated, like many other vehicle emissions.
When you inhale them, they're so small that they go right through the lungs into the bloodstream. There's even evidence that they can enter cells.
Laws says ultrafine particles could be to blame for some of the health problems in communities near freeways.
Lung cancer, asthma, all that happens. But really the most important health effect is an elevated risk of heart attack associated with exposure to pollution near the highway.
You know, if you're playing 10 feet from the highway, see, this housing literally has about a 4-foot sidewalk between it and 170,000 vehicles a day.
The highway that community organizer Wig Zamor is talking about is Interstate 93. It's right near an after-school activity center he's standing by at Mystic Public Housing. Zamor, who's been with the air pollution project from the start, expects the research to show that putting even a little more distance between highways and people can dramatically cut down on health problems.
If you move 300 feet away, that can make a measurable difference.
Back in the RV, Jeff Troll tries to make a tight corner in Somerville's Winter Hill neighborhood.
Yeah, that was beeping at us. We're blocking the street a little bit, but I got a bus behind me now.
Once Tufts collects a year's worth of pollution and medical data in Somerville, it will do the same work in Chinatown and South Boston. Those neighborhoods are also close to I-93 and to the Mass Turnpike, and they also have health problems, like Chinatown's high asthma rates.
The pollution levels are multiple times higher right around here, and you're breathing this in every morning, afternoon, and night.
After a full hour, Troll finally finishes his first 9 miles. That means just 5 more times around the route to go at 9 miles an hour. For WBUR, I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.